Hi, everybody, and welcome to Too Much THC, episode 37 with Megan Bethel and Maddie Mayhew.
We're famous now.
We're back. Here. Oh, wow. Yes.
We're TikTok famous. That actually, okay, we have to get it out of the way first. That was fucking crazy. So If you didn't see, go follow us on TikTok.
Go follow our TikTok.
The number 2 much THC. But Maddie just posted this TikTok.
Yeah, I just posted a random clip from our last episode, our first episode back, by the way, after a year off. And next thing we know, it popped off.
The likes are flooding in. I mean, it's honestly, it was crazy. I don't want to be like, it wasn't too crazy, because that's crazy.
It's the most attention our podcast's ever gotten. And like I said, it was literally the first episode back, some random clip.
Yeah.
So crazy. But so if you're from TikTok, hey.
Oh my God. Hi. We're going to be reading some of the comments, because they were cracking us up. You guys entertained us for hours.
That was one of the things. I was like, we made it to the right side of TikTok, because the last TikTok we had that got like any sort of attention from people that we didn't know.
Yeah.
It was like random. Like, it was not the right side. Like, it was random comments. Like, we were trashing like South Dakota jokingly. Oh, and people were like sticking up for South Dakota. And I was like, what?
I know. The last TikTok. Oh my God. Look at the most recent one.
We got to the girlies. We're with the girlies now.
And you can look at the analytics of the TikToks that you post, and like, so many UK girlies.
Manchester. Hey.
Manchester girls. Hello.
But yeah, we won't brag about our TikTok the whole time. We just wanted to say thank you. Jealous. Thank y'all. And follow.
Yeah.
Because we can go live now. We're gonna do like live stream sessions on TikTok.
And also, I want to say, we can, like, obviously, we can see all of this. So we can see you guys going from, like, TikTok to the Instagram, and then following, and then, like, commenting on the YouTube. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Feel free to comment. Let us know anything you want to talk about. You want to hear us, whatever. Yeah. Give us whatever type of thing you want to hear us talk about. Yeah. Let us know if there's anything specific.
Say hi.
Yeah. But also, we changed up our setup a little bit.
Oh
my gosh. Yes, it's a little different. If this is your first time watching, you probably won't even notice. But and if you don't watch, well, hey, listeners. But we just switched our desk around a little bit to make it seem more fun, funky, fresh.
You know what? It did feel a little constricting before. So
we have our own space.
My mother will not stop texting me. It's driving me nuts. I'm going to flip that phone upside down. Does anybody else's mom do that?
No, me and my mom are similar, and we both suck at texting. We never text.
Maybe she does just text me a lot, and because of that, it happens sometimes at bad times. Yeah. But it does always feel like...
like it's at the worst time.
Does it always feel like your mom's trying to get a hold of you, or somebody when something bad's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I'm high as fuck filming a podcast. Well, I'm not high as fuck yet.
Yeah, no. I was like, I need to take a hit. Well, we have.
Have we?
We have begun.
Oh, yes. Of course. We did a 10-bowl challenge yesterday. Also posted that on TikTok. And
go look at that too. I died. I was dead halfway through.
Yeah, I could not move after. I was one with the couch. And it's like, I couldn't even, my eyelids were actually hurting. And Maddie can attest to this. I am a night owl. I was out. I was like snoring on the couch.
I'm not a night owl. I am a morning person. Mm-hmm. I love to go to bed early. Like, the night I got home from my parents' house after Christmas holidays, I literally went to bed at 9 p.m. It was amazing. I loved it.
I wish I could say that, though. Like, I just saw always, a girl. You always,
go for a nap at 9 p.m., though.
I just saw, I know, I make bad decisions, but I just saw this girl post on TikTok about everything that she gets done before 8:30 a.m. in the day, and Jesus.
I will say, I'm going to take this in a second, but like one time, what was happening? It was like something was happening in the evening, and I was like, I wanted to get some stuff done. And the amount of stuff I got done in a short period of time was actually insane. Like, when I actually was trying, I was like, if I did this every day, wow. Haven't done it since, though.
I cannot work a night shift, though, because I was working nights for a while. Well, I can work a night shift. Actually, no, I just can't. Let's stick with that. Because if I wake up early, I spend all day dreading my shift, so I don't do anything. And if I sleep in, I'm so exhausted from working and no one else is awake, so there's no time to go grocery shopping or anything. No. You just go home, you order food, you watch TV, and yeah.
Okay, let's jump into something fun and funky and fresh.
Yeah, well, you do that. I'm going to take
Yeah, I had to put the bong on the ground because I can't, I have this thing. I can't reach the thing. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about this. Is it buckle fat?
I thought it was buccal.
Buccal? Whatever. Girl, the buccal fat trend, removal trend that's going around, let's...
Yeah, I...
At its very beginning.
I was seeing that, too.
I saw, like, okay, so I feel like I... From what I gather, it's, like, started with... Leah Michele
That's
posting
what
that photo.
I was going to
and I was
say.
Like, of course it's Leah Michele.
And that photo was fucking crazy. Like, okay, you gotta say it.
She looked snatched to the gods. But it was...
She didn't look like her.
No, that's what I'm saying. She looked snatched to the gods, but she didn't really look like Leah Michele. Like, it was definitely a transformation. Like, that's not one of those things where it's like, oh, like... Did she get filler? Did she just, like, lose weight? Like, no, that, like, she got a procedure done. Because those cheeks were there, and then they weren't.
That was funny. Yeah, they're not there anymore.
But, yeah, it's, like, I think, like, okay, like, yeah, she looks snatched, but also, like, girl, like, we're gonna start looking like skeletons. Like, because every trend like this, I feel like, people take it to the extreme, like the big lips and the BBL thing. People took that and they ran to get it done illegally.
You're right.
That type of thing. So I'm like, when we start putting our faces, like our cheeks,
well,
into that mix,
I feel like, okay, I need to look this up because I thought I saw that it's not reversible. Is it reversible?
That's another thing. Lip fillers, you can get dissolved.
Yeah.
BBL, I don't know. I think you can get that shit taken out.
Listen, I'm not against plastic surgery.
Me neither.
And also, like, you know, maybe you're really self-conscious of your cheeks.
Definitely.
And this is going to make you feel good.
But I just don't think that, maybe this is one of those insecurities that people don't know they have until the media makes it an insecurity.
But I do feel like it's just like an all the rage thing right now, which
definitely.
What I want people to remember because it might be something. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. Just, like, yeah, it's not reversible. So that's that's the thing that scares me because something like that on your face so close
yeah
up.
That's when it's like, yeah, like, okay,
not reversible.
Your ass, if your ass is messed up, fine,
you can sit on it,
but your face, like, that's, you're gonna be reminded of that all the time. And like, how does that look when you age? Like, I know old people always talk about how your tattoos look when you get older, but like, how is that gonna look when you get older? Like, I feel like your cheeks, like, sink in more when you get older, but like, so, like, I'm like, we're straight up just going to be looking like skeletons at one point. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely, it's crazy, like, how something like that is, once again, like, all over our page. It was Leah Michele. Who were the other people? Like, obviously,
Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
Bella Hadid, like, I feel like, you know, she's like, oh, like, I regret getting my nose job, blah, blah, blah. But she'll jump on any trend that's, like, the buckle fat, like, she's like, yep, let's get rid of more fat that I don't have. Like, girl, let us breathe. Literally, Bella, give us a minute.
Give us a second to catch up, girl.
It's crazy. But I'm
You're
just
so
like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's definitely one of those things where it's like, I don't think a lot of people ever really notice that part of someone's face. Like,
I love chubby
yes,
cheeks.
Yes, people have, yeah, chubby faces and stuff. But, like, I feel like people, like, nobody was like, oh, like, it's not one of those, like, common insults, you know, like people, I feel like it's creating an insecurity for a lot of people. Like maybe people are like, oh shit, should I do that? Like, oh crap.
And it just, I feel like it just kind of makes everybody look like carbon copies of each other. Like,
I was thinking, like, okay, I saw a photo the other day. This is totally off topic, but I saw like Mel B, you know, from the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And JWoww from Jersey Shore look so much alike. There's these two photos. I don't know if it's just like the photo, if they actually do, but like, I was like, they must have the same plastic surgeon, because like, how is JWoww and Mel B like looking the same right now to me? Like, I saw a picture of Mel B and I was like, that looks like JWoww.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was a picture of them posing together.
No.
That would be crazy. But we need to get them like, in a room together, guys.
I was just like, in what world is a photo of Mel B reminding me of JWoww? Like, what?
Wow.
I gotta show you the photos I'm talking about, because it's actually crazy. But When's the last time
you thought about Mel B?
I don't know. I write about her. I feel like I write about her work. Like, she's like a judge on shows. Like, I don't know. She's... like, wasn't she a judge? She was a judge on The X Factor. Time,
and I feel like only the TikTok people are gonna get that.
I don't know.
Really?
I feel like Mel B was a judge on...
older sister.
No, but I think she, like, was a judge on The X Factor for a while recently. Yeah, she was.
That's the only thing. Okay.
Not when I
watched
it.
When I think of Mel B, the first thing that comes to mind is X Factor, not...
Spice Girls.
Not the Spice Girls. But then the Spice Girls do come along.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why I started talking about Mel B.
We were talking about plastic surgery, because you said people are becoming carbon copies. And that's when I was like, yeah, they must have the same plastic surgeon because they're looking the same.
But if anyone would like to give me some money for some plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Feel free.
I don't know. I don't really have much desire to get and much done.
I could find a couple things.
Yeah. I've been working on my positive self-talk, and I think it's been helping me a lot.
Good.
I'm just like, what's the point? Everybody says all in their 30s, they're always like, I spent my 20s worrying about this, like hating how I looked, worrying about that. And I'm like, okay, so what I'm hearing from people in their 30s is to not worry. So I'm trying my best.
Okay. The other thing... that is so true that people said. What a weird... what the fuck am I saying right now? When people say... whoa, I can't talk. When people say high school goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
That... I don't even... do you remember high school?
Not really. I don't remember much.
I...
past, like, 4 or 5 years.
People are gonna be like, it's the weed.
Well, obviously, guys.
Yeah, but wow, it just what that I was need? One thing.
No, I remember, like, in high school actively saying, people who say high school is the best 4 years of their lives are stupid. I'm like, if this is the best 4 years of my life, I may as well end it now.
High school was not.
I was like, this can't be the high, this can't be the peak.
That was not it for me. But
like, peaking in high school, that'd be so horrific. Sorry if you peaked in high school.
I feel like, I don't know, how many people do you think that peaked in high school are watching this?
None.
I feel like, no, there's got to be some Canna dads and Canna moms watching our podcast.
That
maybe
peaked in high school?
Oh, no, they're peaking now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Nobody peaked in high school.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Maya Knight.
Oh yeah.
Do y'all know Maya Knight?
I just comment looked below. Up Maya Knight.
Okay, Maya Knight. I've just been seeing this all over my free page. Maybe it's because I used to, like, she is a mommy TikToker, and she has these twins. She's, like, a single mom, like, a young single mom. That's why people were, like, young single mom with twins. Like, yes, TikTok community, you've got this. Like, you go, mom. Like, people love.
Sorry, I zoned out. Single mom? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, twins.
Yeah,
wow.
She's, like, 26.
Where does she – okay, not to be weird – I was about to ask.
You don't kind of preface things like that.
I was, well, I was just about to ask, where does she live? Because when I clicked on her page, is she just traveling right now? Or does she live out in the country like that?
No, she lives like, she's definitely from some, she's from the States. She's from some like state, like, I don't know, like Nebraska or something. I don't actually know. She's
traveling
like,
right now. Because, no, she's, wow, beautiful.
She's been traveling, but she lives like, in some like it gets winter, it's like it seems like small town kind of vibes, like definitely country ass. Like,
I just wanted to know if that was always her aesthetic,
like Montana-ish. Yeah, like that's where she's from, like kind of vibe. I don't actually know, like, good, don't quote me, I don't know actually know which state she's from, but that vibe of state.
So what's going on Minnesota with her?
I don't know. So okay, so basically, like, so she's a mommy TikToker, and she has been showing the twins, like, basically since they were, like, born on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, she's been doing videos. The kids, they're Violet and Scout. They're cute. Very cute. They're adorable. Like, I did see them, like, on my page. Like, they would always come up, and they're very cute. And then, like, she definitely got criticism because, like, well, there was this whole thing where people were, like, she favors one of the twins so much. And, like,
people love to say that.
People love to do it. I was like, okay, whatever. But then, people were, like, you know, it's a pretty controversial thing now for people to be, like, should you be showing your kids online? Like, should celebrities be showing their kids? Should, like, family vloggers be a thing? Like, they're so controversial now, being like, the kids are growing up and, like, they're like, what the fuck were y'all doing showing my most private moments on camera for everyone? Anyway, so she finally decided, like, recently that she was gonna stop showing their faces. Like, she's still posting videos, but, like, she's covering their faces. Like, she's they're like toddlers now. Like, they're so she's like, I'm gonna stop posting their face online. And some people the response was insane. Some people were being so creepy about it, but, like, some people were just being like, you can't do this, like, you showed us their faces for so long, we already know what they look like, like, it's too late now. And it's like, first of all, no, it's not. Like, they were still babies. Like, they're definitely gonna look different when they're 7 or 10 or even 5 than they do now. Like, they're like 1.
If it's too late, why do you care so much?
Yeah, and also, like, I'm like, it's never too late to change your mind at how much you want to share of your children with the internet. I'm like, you know, when she started posting them, she probably didn't think it would get this big.
People should not be attacking her. I understand, like, people being sad. Yeah, they can be like, oh, I feel like I've followed these kids since they were born, and, like, I've watched them grow
definitely.
Up. But you're still watching. Like, I watched a TikTok, and the kid was still there. The face was covered. That was the best TikTok because it had the best view. It was the one that I can't shut up about.
And I mean, like, at this point, I feel like people have seen enough that I'm like, they must have some sort of attachment to Maya. They must find Maya interesting. It's been a year of posting these babies. Like, surely you're not just there to look at children, because at that point it's so weird. Like, there must be a part of them that's there for Maya, or else, like, why are you still watching her?
Exactly.
Because I'm like,
and even, like, if she still wanted to make mom content, she totally could. Like,
because she's a mom.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She can make, I don't know, this is going to sound so stereotypical, but this is what I'm thinking of in my head. Like, you know, those lunch boxes and shit that you see on TikTok?
And
she
hauls.
She can totally do that. Or, yeah.
You hauls, can still do hauls.
I don't know, like, still show aspects of her life, like, being a mom.
And, like, her YouTube videos, I feel like I had watched a couple, like, just when I first discovered her, I just, like, looked at everything, and, like, she even, like, she did some cleaning videos and stuff, and, like, a lot of them, her babies weren't even in. Like, it was, like, clean with me. Yeah, and I'm like, you can absolutely, all of that's just her. Like, the mommy content doesn't have to include the kids because she's the mom.
Also, can't we just be supporting her because she's a single mother with twins?
Also, like, it's not for us to decide. Like, people who are genuinely getting mad and, like, sending her hate and, like, threats and, like, being creepy about it. Like, they're just creeps. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, if you care that much about someone else's kids, you need, that's the reason why they should be covering the kids' faces, is people like them. Like,
honestly.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like, well, what the f- yeah.
And at that point, like, she just, you're getting so many views.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, TikTok really just, yeah. even taking today, for example, like, the amount of views you get, that kid's face is being shown that many times.
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
That would kind of freak me out as a parent, I think. I didn't really have an opinion. Well, like, you know, I always kind of went back and forth. But now that I'm talking about this, that would really freak me out.
Yeah.
Especially on TikTok. Well, really anywhere where their kids were
and just
famous.
Like, especially because there are creeps everywhere, especially on the internet. That's the whole problem with the internet is creeps.
Yeah.
And they're there watching your kids, commenting on your kids. They could be saving videos of your kids. Like, it's just like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
There's always somebody out there who's going to ruin it. Ruin something innocent, like a
I'm
family
sitting here
vlog.
And, oh my God. I'm thinking about Rue.
Baby Rue.
Baby Rue.
Yeah, but, you know,
do you guys
I'm,
know Baby Rue?
I think about that, like, kids who just do, like, their baby-led weaning videos. I think those are more like, we don't know anything about this baby. I only see the eating videos. I don't know anything about that baby except what faces she makes when she eats a freaking banana.
You're right.
You know, and she is still a baby. Like,
that is so true.
Obviously, it's like, whatever, pick your battles. But, like, you know, I think, like, definitely I don't think I would want to show my kids that much at all. But with that, it's like, we just see the kid doing that one activity. We don't see the kid, like, diaper change, like, you know, set up the camera to do, like, a whole daily routine, like, pick your outfit, like, you know, playing with toys. Like, I only see that baby in a high chair eating food. But I don't know if that makes a difference either.
But who are we to decide
anything? Exactly.
I think you are also making too much sense. So you gotta smoke another bowl.
Yeah, where's the...
For real. The bong, it's hidden.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know where
We're working out our system still.
Yeah, this new setup is
wild. We could probably
wild.
Set it up here because my laptop is blocking the bad parts.
Oh, yeah, it's really hard, like,
the problem with
censoring.
Yeah, the problem with a weed podcast is it's weed.
And people get upset about it sometimes. People get riled up about weed. Yeah, put it up there. By the way, Maddie, holy fuck, Maddie for Christmas got me a bong.
A brand new
gift.
A brand new vase.
Yeah, she's beautiful. We're not sure what we're going to name her yet. I'm wondering if we should get, like, your input on this. We were thinking Lucky. If you're not watching the video,
it's just gray and shiny.
I don't know. Check out the Instagram or something. I need to clean it before show the bong.
It's like
show you.
I'm just showing
the top
piece. But it's
what
like
color?
Grayish tinted. It's like cloudy gray tinted glass with like iridescent.
It's
kind of
okay. It's this color that's all the rage right now, and I can't remember what it's called. And it's
like
a CD, yeah.
Like like chrome.
It's gonna drive me crazy.
Like a CD. Okay, I'm gonna take this hit.
Okay, CD color. Yeah, I'm gonna look up CD color. that's not what I wanted. Let's look up what's going to be the color of 2023. What's going... Guys, it's about to be the new year. Well, by the time you see this, it's probably already the new year.
No, I'm going to post this before.
Oh, period. Okay,
this is the last episode of 2023. I can't believe it's going to be 2022. I just took a hit, for real.
You're right.
So, I mean, wow. A whole nother year is done. That is really fucked up, messed up, ill, sick.
Apparently, Viva Magenta is the official color of the year for 2023.
I love pink.
Oh, you do? You do love a pink.
Well, I mean, our background is pink.
Yeah, that was a crazy choice. Should we considering our skin tone?
Okay, but it's the aesthetic.
It is the aesthetic.
We weren't thinking. Whatever. But I was going to say, we should get a new one, but, like, what color?
What color? Like, white? I don't know. It's not boring.
No, not white.
What color would look good?
We'll discuss that later. You guys don't want to hear about that.
Anyway, oh my God. Yeah, the bong is beautiful. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, like, should we talk about, the Sister Wives.
Right.
I have been seeing
We're talking only about Sister Wives. But
okay, it's the theme of the episode because we just got so many new people over from TikTok.
You're right.
So we want to have a common ground with everybody. Common ground.
Yes. So what I have to say is that has been all over my For You page and anybody else need to talk about that. It is crazy.
It's crazy. Drama.
And
okay, the video of Cody dancing. That's, I just have to get that out of the way off okay, the top.
Cody gives me such a strong ick. I saw a video of him running across the lawn and he like
the rocks.
Yes, with he the jumped necklaces. On the rocks. Okay, so you've also been seeing videos of the Sister
Wives. Yes, of course.
We're all seeing the same thing, aren't we? It's just, I need to talk about it.
No, it's amazing. It's actually amazing that he's real. My sister used to watch it like actively live on TLC growing up and like, yeah.
Okay, we all actively hate Robin. Right?
Yeah.
Of course. Do you have a favorite Sister Wife?
Like, I'm not in it, like, that much to, like, have favorites and stuff. I'm just watching from a distance. Like, you know, I'm not making too many opinions. Like, I'm just, like, watching. But, yeah, like, I like the long hair one. I like the one. I don't know enough, y'all. I don't know enough. I can't say. I'm high now, too. Like, the fuck?
No, honestly, I remember when I was making sense
10 minutes ago?
And then I made you take that hit. Yeah. This is good weed. Well, I don't know if it's good weed, actually. It's doing the trick for now.
It is good.
I just wanted to know if anybody else was honestly seeing TikToks of
the Sister Wives. Yeah, leave your opinions on the Sister Wives.
Have we ever talked about TLC on here? TLC was such a pivotal thing for me growing up. Like, I can't even explain it.
Yeah, it really, like, shaped who I am. Because I'm always, like, I always say, like, oh, like, why do all I want to do is, like, rearrange furniture and, like, try on wedding dresses. And it's because all I watch was TLC. And all, like, TV that I watch, like, I don't want to watch it unless it's cheesy ass, like, corny ass, like, Sex Sent Me to the ER, like, drama shit. Like,
I
over the top, out there drama.
Sex Sent Me to the ER? To the ER.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Oh, I love that, also, too. Because I used to babysit so much for this family, and that was the only thing that was on, and I just grew to love the corniness of that show, the bad acting. Oh my God.
That's why I like Grey's Anatomy so much.
I miss cable sometimes, you know, clicking through the guide. It was the most annoying thing, but there's something so.
The word is nostalgia. Yeah. I feel so nostalgic when I see, like, I would cut off my arm and my leg to watch an episode of Four Weddings. I think that. And, like, that might have been my favorite. I also watched a lot of Slice, but that's a different story.
Four Weddings?
Four Weddings is, like, my favorite.
I love that shit.
I would love to judge them on everything, too. And some people would be so mean. I loved it.
If you were on Four Weddings, would you be, like, cunty about it? Or would you try to be, like, nice and give everyone points so hopefully everybody else...
I would be fair.
Or would you secretly be like, their wedding fucking sucked?
No, I would be fair. I would...
You're right.
I would go to the wedding and I would judge it based on the categories. And I would, you know, if someone's got bomb ass food, I'm going to be like, damn, okay, they've got bomb ass food. Like, I'm, you know, props to them, you know, like it's, I got to be fair about it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm no play snake. Play a fair game. Yeah.
Carter.
But I would just have the best wedding, so.
My brothers and I were filming this episode after Christmas break.
Yeah, we just got back.
We played a 3-day long Monopoly game.
Yes.
And Carter and I were, we were definitely cheaters. And guess what? Kyle, my youngest brother, still ended up winning.
That's what happens to a cheater.
You're right. You're right. But I was just helping Carter out, giving him money mm-hmm. because he was kind of out of the game a lot earlier than some others.
That's me. I'd rather be a loser than a cheater.
God.
No, I'm just not competitive at all. So I'm like, whenever it's over, you know, like.
Well, I like winning, like, fair and square, you know? Yeah. But I had to help Carter out just to keep the game going. But once it got to, like, the third day, I'm like, we gotta shut this down. I'm so sick of Monopoly. And then they started getting mad at me when I kept. So, okay. Let me talk about this. I kept saying, I need to take a break from Monopoly because I really wanted to get a pop from upstairs and just like sit down and read my book and take a break from Monopoly.
Yeah.
And my brothers kept saying, one more turn, going around, going around. And then.
This is why the queen banned that shit.
This like breaks up fucking families.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden I start losing. I was winning. I was winning this game and I was giving out free money to Carter and to keep him in the game.
That's why.
And all of a sudden I land on Las Vegas or whatever and I have to pay Kyle 10 million or something. Holy or 14. Shit. No, it was 14 million and I lost everything. And I just kept getting hit over and over again. But it didn't matter because I kept asking if I could go upstairs and take a break. And then all of a sudden it became, now you're just losing. Now you're just losing. So now you want to take a break because you're losing the game. You're a sore loser, Megan. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. I never. And now, guess what? They decided, wrote on the box, who won. So we can play it again next year. Great. Great. Sorry. That felt really good.
I'm glad you did get it off your chest.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, if y'all don't know, the Queen of England banned Monopoly.
And so,
and that's why. Oh, man, y'all. Anyway, do you have any, like, highlights of 2022? Or any lowlights? I think a highlight of 2022 is restarting the podcast, even yes. though it was, like, 2 weeks before the end of it. We made it, though.
You're right. So true. We did.
And with that, my New Year's resolution is to
keep it going. I need to start streaming again. Yeah
if y'all don't know, Megan has a fancy little stream setup and a Twitch account, and she'll go live on her little Twitch account and she'll stream herself playing Sims.
Yeah.
And I know y'all like the Sims.
I love the Sims.
Me too. And even if not, it's not always the Sims. Sometimes I'm on there.
Yeah, sometimes you are. I love when Maddie's.
And maybe sometime we'll do a little live Too Much THC moment on her live stream.
We should. I'm allowed to smoke weed on Twitch.
So, yeah.
Which I love.
No, for sure.
Shout out to Twitch for that.
So, if you're interested in that, if you have Twitch, go on and follow her. Twitch.tv/.
Megan Bethel. I don't know why I don't have like a fun username.
No, I like Megan Bethel.
My brother told me I should make a fun username, and I sat there. I'm like, this is all stupid. And the only thing I could think of, which is so embarrassing, I don't even want to say it.
Bethel Church.
Bethel Church. No. I was thinking of my old email.
What is it? Spy Girl.
Spy Girl Megan.
Spy Girl Megan. Do you remember that?
No.
No, I think.
Do you remember that? Like, you used to email me when I was 7. I don't know why. My mom helped me create that, so, but it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, mine was Maddie_B18 was my email. That's which is not good. Bad. But now mine's like normal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give out
comment
my email.
Below your childhood email below, and please yeah. make me feel better about mine.
Or, okay, what was your, like, first Snap? Do you have a weird first Snapchat name?
No.
Oh.
Thank God. Do you?
I did.
Tell me.
I know. I changed it, thank God, before I got to high school.
Yeah, tell me.
It was Old Navy Lover. Hear me out. Hear
Old
me out.
Navy.
I was quirky. So. That's why.
Girl, that's somehow why worse.
I was like random XD girl. Like, lols. You know? That's all I
so
had.
That's so funny. That's so good.
Like, Maddie. Millennial humor.
That is so funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I do love Old Navy.
I do love Old Navy. We can talk about it.
Iconic.
We can talk about it. They have good deals. Old Navy has good.
Okay, we can't talk about it.
Okay. No.
We're done talking about Old Navy.
Oh my God.
Period. Done. Move on. Any other highlights of this year?
Oh, fuck. Well, obviously, Oshiega, because we spent a lot of money on that and be stupid to not
Oshiega,
bring it up.
Oshiega, yes. Oshiega was amazing.
Yeah. Your trip?
My trip to Spain. Okay, everything good happened in the last, like, 6 months of the year, I feel like. The first half was a bit rough, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me...
I'm really forgetful.
Let me recall the beginning of last year for me. I became a dog walker. In the middle of winter. In the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. Ton of snow. This year, no snow. Last year, ton of snow. Walking dogs. Working at a hair salon.
Your life really has changed. Damn.
And now I am not doing any of that. Thank God.
My life has remained consistent. And,
but we've had fun.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, what are we looking forward to in the new year?
Change.
Period. You guys, more of you guys, more listeners.
Yeah.
We need
maybe
more
a trip.
People.
We should go on a girls' trip.
Girls' trip.
Girls' trip. That would be
Let's
fun.
Go to Amsterdam. I wonder why.
Why?
Because it's weed.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what?
Oh, I don't know why. I'm just gay because it's pretty.
Yeah. Have I ever talked about that project that I did in high school on here?
I think you did. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to go back and find it to know what I'm talking
Imagine
about.
Imagine we didn't and they are looking.
And they're like deep diving.
It would only be the last episode. Well, maybe you did talk about it before.
I'm sure.
Ugh, Lord knows.
Who knows at this point? Yeah. What I'm looking forward to... maybe another cat. I love my cats.
Moving out of this apartment into yeah. something better. New cat, more podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A new camera.
That would be nice. Our camera is very, like, I don't know what's going on with that bitch.
A whole new skin suit. Just.
Says the girl unzip with and no. Zip
back on.
Oh.
No, like that was just. Like,
replacement of the same one? Like, a
yeah,
brand.
Like, oh, sure. Like, fresh. I just, like, you know, like, just. We need to leave this behind.
Could you imagine if you could, like, take off your skin at the end of the day, like, shed a layer, and you would be a fresh. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Neither do I.
How would you feel about that?
Probably pretty fresh.
I don't think I would. Well, it depends how
it
would
could
peel.
Happen. I don't.
Is
think
it coming
it'd be
off
weird.
In one large?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Am I coming out in one? Yeah,
just one and done.
Actually, yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
Let's not.
Let's not. I'll pass.
Maybe no. I'll keep it.
So, we need to read some of these comments on the TikTok.
Yeah, they were so nice.
They actually were. They were a lot nicer.
Like, we genuinely made it to the right side of TikTok.
Yeah. Okay, from Kira. Like, girl, if I don't get a break, why should my tolerance get one?
Period. Yeah. If you don't know, the TikTok was so stupid. I said, the thing about a break is when do you take one?
Yeah.
So that is what people are commenting.
And then I
to.
Said so insightful. It's yeah, so funny. So I insightful. Love it.
So silly.
Worm said when you're sleeping.
That's true. That's literally.
Honestly, that's the truth.
You know, there were quite a few people that said when you go home for the holidays to your family.
That's
and you
what
can't
I
smoke.
Was about
and
to
I
say.
Literally was like, yeah, every time I go home, that's my tolerance break.
Mm-hmm. Some people were saying that they, you know, they've taken a break. And
yeah, some
you
people
know,
were telling us how long.
Them.
And
yeah.
I was like, good for y'all.
Better than us.
Shame on me.
Yeah. Oh, these are so funny. Yeah. A lot of people were saying that they want. Well, the search bar says BFF podcast.
Yeah,
which
that
is
was
so
cute.
They were all saying like, oh, my God.
We need to start we this. Need to we start need to this. Do this. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Let's get it going. We just all need to create Stoner podcasts and then we can all watch them together. It could be like never sesh alone again.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do here, at least kind of. We want, I don't know, you ever smoking alone on the couch and you're like, don't know what to put on?
Boom,
need some background noise.
Two.
A good laugh.
Dum-dum-dums.
Need to hear some dum-dums talk? Yeah.
Yeah.
We got you. Okay. I feel like
yeah,
we
should
leave
go.
Here.
It's about time.
Yeah, honestly. It's getting pretty late. I hope you guys have a great day, night, whatever it is. And give us a follow.
Like, subscribe.
Subscribe. Whatever
comment.
It is.
Comment. Say hey.
Yeah.
Say, tell us your New Year's resolution. Say anything. Comment on anything we spoke about.
Yeah,
we want to know.
I don't know. Just what do say we know? Send hey. Anything. We love you. Okay, thank you
love.
So much.
Bye.
Bye.